Somebody's going to go bridge here. It's matter time.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Gone Bridge Podcast, episode 147. My name is Andrew Gardner, joined alongside by Alex Clausen. Clausen, how are we doing today?
Gotta say, good to be back on the mic. The last 24 hours, we've experienced some of the highest highs and the lowest lows. I have experienced some of the highest highs and lowest lows, starting with truck day being one of the lowest of lows that I could experience. But later on that day, I was in the gym, and someone told me I looked like C-Bum.
Who's that?
Chris Bumstead, Mr. Olympia.
That's a great compliment.
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like helping squat. I was helping a spot. They were like, anyone ever told you you look like C-Bum? And I was like, what? And they were like, oh, you know, like Chris Bumstead? And I'm like, yeah, I know who he is. I'm like, that's definitely a new one, though.
You're not going to let people forget that one, are you?
No, I'm going to hold on to that one for the rest of my life.
One. That's a good one.
But I immediately plunged back into the lows when Toby Keith died. That sucks. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Yeah, we are back. Excuse me. Took a week off there last week. Not a lot to talk about. I was swamped with broadcasting stuff too. Had a big gig. Boston College, number one men's hockey team in the country against UMass Lowell on Friday. And actually, I want to quickly talk about Clausen. I just found this clip, which I'm gonna insert into the show here.
Okay.
But second period, puck goes up into the stands. And I'm just advocating for the Red Sox people here, okay? A lot of people watching on ESPN Plus, just advocating for the people. So we're gonna play that right here.
Yeah, both teams watch out.
Nice into the there. Seats off the stretch pass from Minetti. All the catchers and pitchers are set to report for spring training. Get some of the glove and report them to Fort Myers.
Red Sox could use a pitcher. Both.
You heard it. You heard it here first. The Red Sox need a pitcher.
That's what they call just expert broadcasting.
I appreciate that. I figure too. Obviously, it's an in-state Massachusetts battle. One of the teams literally has the name Boston in the name.
Such a phony name, too.
Yeah, they're not too close to Boston, but no. They have a loaded hockey team this year. If you're a hockey fan and you don't know much about college hockey, I'd intrigue you to watch a Boston College hockey game. They've got four first round picks, two top five picks on the roster. Pretty sweet. But we're here to talk about the Red Sox. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Still not really in the moves department. I mean, moves as in not bringing people in. Although a lot of stuff has happened these past 2 weeks. And I think none bigger than the Red Sox bringing in the guy who reversed the curse in the front office. 2004, 2007, and 2016 World Series champion with the Cubs. Also reversed their curse. I mean, he's the curse reverser. Theo Epstein, back with the Red Sox in a weird role. He's like part of the ownership group as an advisor. Is that like his official title?
Well, I think he's part owner, but his role is senior advisor. Hmm. So how do you buy into an ownership group?
That's what I'm wondering is like, did he buy into this, or are they just like, hey, you want to pretend to be an owner for a little bit?
Maybe was he? Well, he was hired. Is he part owner, or was he hired to Fenway Sports Group?
That's what I don't know. I doubt he bought into it. Because did you see too? Not to kind of jump ahead a little bit here. Sam Kennedy, Red Sox team president. I believe was truck day yesterday, or yeah, it was yesterday.
It was.
Yes, it was yesterday. He was out in front answering questions for the media. And someone asked him about Theo, and he had basically said that like this is just a like temporary spot for him until he finds his next gig. It's like even when the Red Sox do something good, they just gotta like shoot it down. We're like, you guys are getting way too excited. You can't be too happy for too long.
Why would you admit that to people? That's the one thing we've been excited about in the last 2 months.
Totally. I texted you and Steve, and I was like, we're so back. Theo's back. I mean, we didn't even know his role, but I was like, you know, you hear Theo Epstein's coming back to the front office. You're like, hell yeah.
But he's not in the front office.
No, I know he's not. Well, that's what I mean. Is it was just like originally like Theo Epstein is back with the Red Sox. And you're like, all right, sick. But I mean, it's good. I just don't understand what he's doing. I mean, cool. He's back.
It sounds like the ownership group has realized that they're not putting enough of their chips on the Red Sox. So they needed a guy who actually cares about the Red Sox to come in and do something. I just don't know how much power he's going to control.
That's the thing.
Seem like it's a lack of initiative on Craig Breslow's end. It's more of a lack of money that they're allowing.
I could see this if things go well, I could see this being a win-win for Theo. Whereas like if things go terribly, which they have the last 2 years, then people will just be like, well, the owner's, you know, he's just here. He's not doing anything. In fact, you have this written down in our agenda today, but he's not even going to be directly involved with personnel decisions.
I feel like that's right, though.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, if things go wrong, people are going to be like, well, why didn't you give Theo more control? But if things go right, I think a lot of people are going to be like, well, Theo's back. He just changed the vibes, changed everything, changed the culture. Like, I think this is a win-win for Theo in a way.
Well, I feel like, yeah, I mean, Theo's going to avoid all blame. I feel like it's going to be if the Sox suck, it's going to be, well, ownership didn't give him enough control and they should give him personnel. And if the Sox do great, it's, as you said, Theo came in and revitalized the ownership group and convinced them to spend all this money and put out a better product.
I don't know. I don't know how much convincing he can do. I mean, part of me thinks that this is on paper. Not part of me. This is, in my opinion, a bigger news story than it actually is.
100%.
But when you have the guy come back we were only 6 years old when they won in 2007. So like, I don't remember 2004, but like, you know, the Red Sox, you know, they reversed the curse. And, you know, he kind of got them started in the right direction. And when I started to become a Red Sox fan, like that was towards the end of Theo's tenure. But I still remember, you know, he's so highly regarded. And then, you know, like through our teenage years, you see him go and do what he did in Chicago. So it's like, it's great to have him back on the staff. But at the end of the day, the roster is still the same.
Doesn't change. I hope that this is something in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll
I
don't know. See.
I mean, they trust Theo, right?
Totally.
He's not just some guy. He's done it before, and he'll certainly do it again. He proved he could do it again. He went to Chicago and did it again. So I would hope that they come in and they just kind of give him some amount of control.
I mean, this guy's got nothing left to prove. Literally right. Nothing.
I mean, seriously, what else is there for this guy to prove?
Yeah. Like, honestly, the only thing I think he could prove is if he goes out there and hits 65 home runs for the Red Sox. That's the only thing I'd be like.
Yeah, I mean, and yeah, go hit 300.
Can you hit? Like,
can you pitch?
He can manage it, or he can manage a front office pretty damn well, though, and you know, make good moves. But overall, like, cool. It's cool. I don't really have anything else on it. Like, I don't really think it impacts the day to day life of the Boston Red Sox, but. You know, maybe the managers the owners delegate a little bit more responsibility to Theo, which would be great because he knows what he's doing.
You'd hope. I mean, you'd hope that they could just kind of segment themselves out of it.
Yeah.
Right? Because they have the whole PGA merger the whole PGA Live merger that they just invested in.
Yeah. $3 billion. Is that the correct? That's the correct number.
Yeah. It's a lot. You know how many players you could sign for that much?
You could sign 10 Rafael Devers.
You could sign what? A little over four Shohei Ohtanis?
That's crazy when you put it into that terms. Yeah, a little over four, like 4.25-ish. The Red Sox payroll, how many years of the Red Sox payroll does that account for? Like if, can I see you're starting to hit the google.com here. I'm going to try to think this through, try to make a guess. How many? It's got to be a little bit less than like 15 years. No, but they've had some years under 200 million. You at home, listeners, play along here. How many years do you think it has taken these last years for the Red Sox to spend $3 billion in payroll? I'm going to guess like 14. That's my guess here.
I need a year by year. Here we go.
I think there's one on reference.
Is there?
I believe so.
Let me see if I can. Aha, here we go.
That one.
So this is, do we want 26 man or end year 40 man?
I guess end year 40
man. Yeah, end year 40 man.
Also, are you going to calculate that?
Yeah.
All right. Will you take a minute? I'm going to talk about the Red Sox payroll for the next year or so. Or I can give an early look at free agents headed into this next year. And the only one, actually, excuse me, there's a few. Kenley Jansen, Chris Martin, Nick Pivetta, Tyler O'Neill, John Schreiber, and Lucas Giolito, if he does not pick up that option. There are not a lot of guys on the books, like meaningful guys for next year. You got Devers, you got Story, Yoshida, Whitlock. Those are the only guys whose salary we know for the 2025 season. So if we were doing this calculation a couple of years or like into the future, I don't think it'd be too high, but a lot of young guys coming up. A lot of young guys coming up too. All right. Clausen, you got a number for us?
Yep. Put my Microsoft Excel degree from the good old University of New Hampshire to good use today. Found their payroll every year, threw it into a nice Excel spreadsheet, busted out a table, and did the numbers myself. I already told Gardy off the air, but we're looking at 17 seasons worth of payroll from 2005 to 2022. They spent $2,993,708,494.
That is a lot of money and a lot of time. We were 5 years old at that point.
I was four. Actually, I was probably, yeah, I was four. 2001.
Oh, yeah, true. I don't know, man.
I'm not, no, I was probably three.
I'm not an accountant.
Opening day, I wasn't four.
I don't know. But that's a long time. That is a long time.
17 seasons worth of payroll, and they can't go out and sign Jordan Montgomery, who's basically packed his bindle and is sitting outside of Fenway Park asking for like $20-something million to go throw for 4 years.
What a weird offseason. This is the first time that I can remember that two guys, the two top free agents, well, sorry, scratch that. Not even close to the top two. The top two already signed with the Dodgers. That doesn't count. The next top two guys, we're into the first week of February here, almost into the second, are still out there and have essentially just said what teams they want to play for. They're like, just come get me. Give me a fair offer.
Who's Snell going
for? Snell wants to play for the Mariners. He's from around there.
Yeah, it's
and
been
Montgomery's wife is doing residency at one of the schools in Boston. I forget which one.
BC.
There you go. There you go. I should have said that. I should have said something about that. But Montgomery's basically sitting on the doorstep of Fenway Park and being like, please give me a job, guys. Like, I'll take anything.
You know who is in no rush to sign a contract at all?
Like Cody, like everyone. I mean, you could
Cody
make it.
Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger.
The chief of chill.
So
not
chill.
Worried at all.
Nah, he's
about
like
when that contract is going to be signed. I added in, there was an article I read. The headline was that he was in quote. There was no indication Bellinger was going to sign soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think he knows he's not on a team? Do you think he's just sitting at home and he's like, I'm pumped to get back to the Cubs in 2 weeks.
I think he's just chill, man. I think he's just like, you know what? When the right opportunity comes along, I'm going to know it's the right opportunity.
And he's going to go to a chill city. Like, that's for sure.
He should team up with Chris Bryant in Colorado.
That would be fun.
Chris Bryant's not like super chill, but
he's cool. He's not that good anymore, but
they could upstart the Colorado Chillers for us.
They could chief of chill up for the Colorado Chillers for sure. But I mean, I even saw something today about like why won't the Red Sox go out and sign Matt Chapman to play third base and move Raffy to DH? You know, like there are a lot of good options. I'm not like saying that, you know, that.
Well, they like the rotational DH.
Yeah.
And that's why they didn't re-sign Justin Turner.
Exactly.
That's why they won't go get Matt Chapman.
That segues us perfectly to the next thing we're going to talk about here. Justin Turner signs a 1-year deal with the Toronto Blue Jays up north in Canada. I think most people knew this was coming. He obviously signed a 1-year deal with the Red Sox. And I don't know if he still is, but I think for most of the winter, he was living in Boston. He said it made sense to come back to the Red Sox. This and that. He wanted to come back. You got guys begging you to come back. I'm not saying that re-signing Justin Turner made a ton of sense, I guess, but I still would have loved to have him on the team. Good veteran presence. He was solid at DH last year. He had a really, you know, good season, especially like considering his age. He was great. Would have loved to have him back, but he basically said he was like, negotiations never went anywhere.
Yeah, there's really no downside to bringing him back at all. What's wrong with him? I mean, you know, he's old, I guess, but other than that, he hits for good power, hits for good contact. You don't need him to play defense every day. And frankly, you don't really need him to play every day anyway. But when there's a good matchup, you throw him in at DH, and he's going to produce for you. It's not like he's expensive either. $13 million for 1 year is not much. They're going to end up spending that on someone else anyway.
I mean, $13 million would put him fourth on the team in payroll, which is crazy. That's
absurd.
Crazy. Sorry, fifth. They get rid of Kenley, though. It'll be fourth. But, I mean, I would have loved to have him back. He'll be a good fit in Toronto. And I'm curious to see if he'll play the field at all. Like, because do they still have Gurriel at first?
Vlad's at first.
Oh, Vlad's at first. No, Vlad's not at, no. Was Vlad ever at third?
Yeah, he was at third for a little bit, and then they brought in Chapman. Vlad was terrible.
I'm pretty sure they had Yuli Gurriel last year, didn't they? I don't know how much first
look
base
up he his splits. Playing. I'm pretty sure he spent most of his time at first.
Yuli Gurriel is not on a team right now, but last year. Oh, sorry. Who am I thinking of? Yuli was with Miami. Who am I thinking of?
All right. So yeah, he started 121 games at first in 2023. Vlad, yeah. 35 at DH.
Yeah, that's my bad. I don't know why. Who am I thinking of?
Rowdy Tellez.
Did his brother? Well, I'm probably thinking, I don't even know if they're brothers.
Yuli?
Wasn't there another Lourdes Gurriel? He was with the Blue Jays at one point. That's who I was thinking of. But
he's
Yeah, I was going to say, he never played first base. I don't even know if they're... I don't know. I'm getting everything mixed up here. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, Yuli was in Miami.
Yeah. I knew he wasn't with Houston again, but I was... Yeah. I got that mixed up. But, yeah, no JT next year. I mean, I think most people knew that. I feel like most of the things going on with the Red Sox right now, like, aren't a surprise. It's like you expect it, and you're like, this is gonna suck. And then the news happens, you're like, yeah, I was expecting that. Like, you know, everyone knew JD was gonna leave last offseason. I feel like that's just kind of how I feel about Turner. I'm not comparing the two of them. Like, obviously, JD was much better with the Red Sox, won a World Series. You know, had a monster 2018 year, but at the same time, it's just like, you know, it was coming. What else do you want me to say?
Well, I think that there was a certain amount of, we knew before the season was done that there wasn't going to be a contract extension. And if he hit free agency, he was gone. Where I thought that there was going to be a chance that JT came back. Like he was to me in that pool of him and Duvall were on those short-term deals and had an opportunity and would have an opportunity to keep signing short-term deals with the Sox. But I think the Sox just talked themselves out of it because they don't want an everyday DH.
Well, JD, you talk about free agents, which seems like half the league is. JD is a free agent. He's still waiting to be signed.
He had a
And
fantastic year.
he did. He had a great year. And we had been told this by a source. This was about a year ago, I believe, when we were told this. That I believe this was right. It was last offseason, but JD had approached the Red Sox and asked if they would sign him to like a 2, ideally 3 year deal and retire with the Red Sox. He wanted to stay, just retire with the Red Sox. And they were like, no. That's another true statement.
Absurd.
So JD's still out there. If the Red Sox were not going to re-sign Justin Turner, who can at least play first base and want to rotate the DH, I can guarantee you they're not going to sign JD back. Would
No.
love it, but it is what it is. But otherwise, just not a lot of movement around the league. And speaking of Vladdy Clausen, got our MLB The Show 24 cover, Vlad Guerrero Jr. making his debut on the cover. Thoughts?
Not sure I agree with it. What is his name? Josh Naylor, the
Yeah, like
first
the guy.
baseman for the Indians.
Yeah.
He had a
Well,
better season than Vlad
he's a
in like
monster.
every category.
His brother, I believe, was on the same team. They're like, and the other brother was a first round pick, I believe, of the Texas Rangers this year.
Really?
The Naylors are coming to rule the MLB. But yeah, Tristan Casas, you can make a case he had a better season than Vladdy.
A Casas cover would have been nuts.
Could you imagine that? I mean, it wouldn't have been that crazy after they put Jazz Chisholm on the cover the year before.
You think what picture are you putting on the cover if it's Casas? What with his fingernails getting painted,
I'm putting,
grounding himself in
yeah, I was
the
gonna say
outfield, or
shirtless picture of him like meditating in the outfield.
him laying on top of the bullpen? Remember
Not
that
like
one?
anything. They could just do, I honestly might make an edit of like the Tristan Casas edition. Then will be the show.
The
I could whip that
platinum.
up.
I wonder, him and Bronson, I bet, would get along.
I bet so. I bet him, Bronson, and Lars and Cody Bellinger.
Well, I don't know how that, I don't know how, I feel like you got to either have Bronson or Lars. I feel
One of
like
the two.
Lars and Casas, I feel like, would fit better. Can't you just
Yeah, I kind
imagine
of do too.
they just listen to House and play beach volleyball? I mean, that was where Lars was going after he hung up with us. He's like, "All right, guys, I'm going to play beach volleyball."
I forgot about that. I want to listen back to that interview. If you haven't listened to that, go back. What? That was episode like
That was
16 or
early.
17. It was early. Interviewed Lars Anderson, former Red Sox top first base prospect a couple years ago. That was
Former, what was he the? Was he the next Ted Williams?
there. Yeah, he was the next GOAT, actually. He was like supposed to be the best ever. And then he is like a DJ 3 years later. He was an interesting interview for sure. Shout out
He's
Darnell
a
McDonald.
he yeah the six interviews that would have been with Darnell
Oh my God.
McDonald.
We scheduled like six interviews with him. And he just like,
He was hanging out with David Price one
he
time.
would, yeah. He's like, sorry, is this some charity event with David Price? And we're like, all right, reschedule next week. He's like, yeah, that's great. We just like sat in the Zoom for like 30 minutes waiting for him to come in. Like, you come in? He like read our message and then just like never responded. Like, what the hell?
The greatest, he was like the greatest high school baseball player of all time, though.
Was he?
It was, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Damn. I didn't
It
know
was
that.
either high school or college.
I did not know that. Anyways, other news around the league. Can run through this a little faster. I feel like the biggest news of the week, obviously Corbin Burnes to the Orioles. And the Orioles also selling is it the Angelos family selling the team to a group of private equity investors. I don't like that. I don't like that, Clausen. It means the Orioles are going to start to spend money, and they already got a good young core.
Yeah, as a fan of baseball, I love it. The Orioles are my second favorite team. Maybe, maybe not, because they win me a lot of money on Selection Queens.
Shout out.
A lot more than the Sox.
Shout out John Bogish. He knows deep down we bleed orange.
We do bleed orange.
I have a Cedric Mullins jersey.
It's not like I don't know. What's their like catchphrase? It's not like Oriole up. It doesn't make sense.
Isn't Go Birds? Or that's the Eagles.
That's the Eagles.
Speaking of teams I like, my second favorite team, the entire league. It's like I don't actually root for them, but I'm very did you find it?
All right. When was this written? Their playoff slogan was "Chaos coming."
That's sick.
They didn't cause much chaos.
No, they didn't. They actually, the entire AL East won the same amount of playoff games, which is a big old goose egg. I was gonna say though that my second favorite, or I am very fond of the Kansas City Royals. Forever Royal.
Forever Royal. That's a good one.
That's a great one. It's actually not even their real one. I think it's like Royal Together or something. I don't know how we morphed it into Forever Royal, but they signed Bobby Witt to a massive extension. They've been a top five spender this offseason. They're getting a new stadium soon. They're moving downtown. Man, the Royals are so damn back.
Do Casas next.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Imagine Casas and Bale getting locked up long term. That'd be sweet. Yeah.
That'd be smart.
I'd love
sign
that.
Him to sign him to an Ozzie Albies deal. 16 years, $60, and a vial of testosterone.
Yeah. How is he hitting 30 home runs a year? I don't know.
He's like 5'6".
I think I'm taller than him, and I am not tall at all.
I was looking at the Keith Law prospect rankings,
mm-hmm.
and it's funny because these guys are now younger than us.
Yeah, by like 4 years.
Yeah, but some of them are like, you would expect baseball players to be like professionally built, and mm-hmm. there was one guy in there who was like 5'6", like 160 pounds. He's a Mets prospect.
Damn. Do you see the Mets sign some guy in the international signing period, and then he had like lied about his age, so it was just like the signing was just like canceled.
Void. It's like Albert Pujols. He might be like 60 or
yeah,
like
he
40.
Could be. Yeah. I saw someone else say like they were like, is Juan Soto really only 20, 25? Like,
no.
Who knows?
Ozzie Albies is 5'8", 165.
165. That's like that. Oh, that is so. I can't even imagine.
And he's hitting how many homers a year?
I think he hit 32 last year.
Thirty-three.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a lot of power going in there. I gotta find this guy on the Royals. It was hilarious.
On the who? The Royals? Oh, the prospect.
The Mets.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But like most of these guys, like there was few guys that were taller and heavier than me, and I'm not like the world's heaviest guy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean second ranked prospect, 165.
Yeah, not great. Clausen, before we start to move in to the back half of the show here, really just we got some questions for Matt this week.
Jet Williams, 5'6", 175.
It's crazy. How do you?
The Mets have one top prospect in the top 100 over 6 foot.
I don't think it matters, man.
Is baseball just like a short sport now?
Dude, the Red Sox had Pedroia for a long time. He won an MVP. Short kings are kings in baseball.
I don't know.
I'm an advocate for it.
I guess.
I'm an advocate for it.
Shout out Jet Williams. I hope he's a Hall of Famer or something.
I'm all
if he makes an all-star game, should I buy his jersey?
Yep. You're locked into that.
All right.
2029, Jet Williams. Welcome to the all-star team.
Welcome.
Clausen, I could just kind of tell by your body language early on, and longtime listeners of the show would know this. You talked a little bit about truck day there.
Yep.
And your distaste for it. Take us through what's going through your mind.
I'll give you the soliloquy. I'll keep it. Yep. I'll try and keep it brief, but it's such a phony day. So number one, I guarantee you they don't send trucks down there.
No, I
If
think they do.
If ownership is that cheap, they're driving him to Logan in the middle of the night. They're packing a plane and they're flying it down to Fort Myers.
You
they're
remember
not
the
taking you know how much it costs to fill up one of those trucks with gas?
A lot. That's why shipping and handling is not free. You remember our first year doing this show, we came up with that theory that they leave Fenway and they're like, bye everyone, we're going to Fort Myers, and they just like drive halfway through Mass, turn around, go to Logan, and just dump it all on an airplane.
Yeah, I bet they do.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. It's like, has anyone ever seen the truck day truck in the wild? Like, I want to see a picture of it, like in North Carolina.
Right?
Yeah, I do want to. I want to see a picture of it. What is that? Like,
maybe when I'm,
is that I-95 goes all the way down there?
Something like that. Maybe when I've hit it rich one of these years, I'll take a road trip and just follow the Red Sox truck.
I would, like, honestly, that would be great content.
We just strap a dash cam.
Yeah, we just like tail it the whole time.
There's no way, because you can't drive to Florida in a day.
You could, but I mean, those trucks also aren't like bombing it at like 75. They got to stop, fill up.
Exactly.
Drivers has to sleep, you know?
Where do they sleep? In the back of the truck?
They got a, what's it called? A little
cabin.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, no, I think for one, it's a phony thing.
Okay.
And number two, it's just inaccurately timed. Like it tells you that baseball's coming and pitchers and catchers don't report for 2 weeks. And then it's what, another week until everyone else reports?
Yep.
And then spring training games don't start until what?
We got like 3 weeks.
Middle of March?
No. They start. There's usually Red Sox usually play Northeastern like last day of February.
Didn't they lose to Northeastern last year?
They might have. But I mean, like, they're not rolling out exactly a team like that much more experienced than
them. All right. But we're talking about.
No, I don't disagree.
We're talking about college baseball players.
No, I know. It's like my cousin's on the Northeastern soccer team, and like I can't imagine them going to play like some MLS team to warm them up and just beating them. Like that still shouldn't happen.
No. Let's see. 2023. Oh no, they lost in 2023. It was 5-3.
It's still closer than I.
They were down 5-0 in the first.
Wow.
I don't know. One of these years, the Huskies are going to beat the Sox, and it's going to be sad. It's going to be like the red seat. They're going to have to fudge the tape.
I'm going to
cut away before the 27th out.
They're like, break it up. The static going. You got anything else before we got some questions to answer?
From Matt?
Yeah.
Dodgers re-signed Ryan Brazier for 2 years.
They did. They also just re-signed Clayton Kershaw
today.
Yeah, they're bringing him back for another year. He won't be back until like halfway through the season, though. So good to hear. Only other thing I got is the Oakland A's. The city mayor was basically just like, yeah, we don't want you either.
If the mayor of your new city doesn't want you, then you probably shouldn't move in the first place.
Probably not. I saw an interesting thing. I don't know. Probably not that much truth behind this. Take this with a grain of salt. But I thought this was interesting. That what if the A's just disband for the next 3 years? And then in 2028, they had an expansion draft and the A's were just like back.
I mean, that's probably the best case scenario for the A's, right?
Probably. Although for the Players Association would never let that happen.
No.
Then 26.
What do you do with everyone in the Oakland A's system?
Right. Exactly. But I did find that interesting. And I'm curious to see. I heard there was maybe some talk about, because the MLB has been looking at maybe Salt Lake City. Like, it sounds like Salt Lake City and Nashville, if they do expand, which I'm sure they will in the next 10 years, would be the next two places. So, like, heard maybe the A's playing full time at the minor league ballpark with the Salt Lake Bees.
There you go.
I don't know which AAA team that is.
They're the Mets.
Is really?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought that too. but that seems like a far ways.
Syracuse Mets.
Yeah.
Double A?
Salt Lake Bees.
Nope.
Are the Los Angeles Angels AAA team.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
So maybe that, but hey, things could always be worse for the Red Sox. Just remember that, even when it's bad. But anyways, we got some questions.
Bring them on.
All right. The first question does come in from Matt. He says, if you could make a meal using one item from different fast food places, what would you choose?
How complex is this meal?
I think like one item. So he's not talking like ingredients. He's talking like let's do a drink, a side, and an entree.
Okay.
Entree, I'm going, I don't care if this is not fast food. I'm going Chipotle bowl.
Can't do that.
Why?
Because it's a customizable option.
Okay. That's still an item.
So you got to pick like a, I don't know, like a Big Mac or something.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't. A Chipotle bowl is a perfectly fine pick.
It's
you're just embarrassed that you're going to pick a fish fillet.
No, it's like too over. You can't do that. It's like steroids.
No, it's. I'm sorry. You can pick it too. Would you or would you not consider Chipotle fast food?
It's fast casual.
All right.
So it's not fast food.
All right. Well, then I'm picking a Chick-fil-A, just original chicken sandwich.
All right. I'm going to go the better chicken sandwich, the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Hmm. A lot of free ads here. A lot of free ads. For a drink, I don't really drink like soda. I think just give me like a good high C fruit punch. That's never let me down.
Okay.
I don't know from where though. I guess McDonald's.
Yeah, I think a McDonald's Sprite is probably in my cards.
Yeah, those are always.
They got crack in those things.
Yeah, they do. I don't know what's going on there. And for side, would you consider like a 4-piece spicy nuggets from Wendy's a side?
No,
that's doubling up on the chicken though.
It is doubling up.
I guess I'm just gonna go with Shake Shack has pretty good fries. I'll go with the Shake Shack fries.
That's a fast casual restaurant.
That's such crap.
Because I was gonna pick their milkshakes as my drink.
As a side? Milkshake's not a drink. It's a dessert.
No, I'm saying the shake would have been my drink.
I don't.
But I forewent it.
I don't know. Like Burger King fries. I mean, I don't go to fast food restaurants that much. As long as it's not Cookout. I hate Cookout. I went there once. I'll never go. Actually, I got a good one for you. Raising Cane's fries. Those are pretty good. Or their Texas Toast.
I'm going to say that the Texas Toast from
Raising Cane's. Texas Toast is fire.
They opened one not too far from my office.
Oh, yeah. There's one right on in Back Bay. Is it on Boylston?
I don't work in Boston.
Oh, that's right.
My coworker was going last week, and he's like,
yep.
Anyone ever been? And I was like, yeah, you got to get the toast.
Oh.
And he's like, what do you mean get the toast? I'm like, you got to get the toast. Like, it's the best thing out so of the good. Thing. Out of the box.
He's what's like, it called? Right, the box combo?
Huh?
The box combo?
Yeah, he was just going to get the sandwich and fries. And he's like, I got the whole box combo because you said it was better. And I was like, it is better. And I was like, you got to dip it in the cane sauce.
So good. The best. A lot of people hate on coleslaw more than I do. I'm kind of a coleslaw advocate. I don't think it's that bad. But you can substitute that for more toast.
It's a can fun you?
Fact. Yeah. In the whatever that box is I just said that I'm having short-term memory loss.
The box combo?
The box combo. Yeah. You can I think you can hit a substitute on that.
Wow. That is elite.
Elite. A lot of carbs. Next question comes in from Matt. He says, what's the worst bank? Probably
like Lehman Brothers.
Probably the one that collapsed. I forget what it was called. The one
Silicon Valley. Silicon
Valley
Bank.
Yeah, if you fold as a bank, I feel like you're just not good. Makes you a bad bank.
That's why I'm going Lehman Brothers.
They collapsed too.
They kind of caused a huge collapse.
That's right.
All those subprime mortgages.
Not great.
Nope.
Last question comes in from Matt. He says, "What's the longest you've ever spent in a single store?"
Jesus.
I don't know. I just think when I was like 5 years old, sometimes grocery shopping with your mom felt like it took about 10
Yeah.
hours.
I bet the grocery store.
Yeah.
But now we have Instacart, so why would you
Yeah.
ever do that?
Yeah, we do. What's that?
No free ads. Never step foot in a grocery store again, though.
Woo! That's about it. You gotta close out the ninth thought.
Do I? Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of spent the whole day listening to Toby Keith. Should have been a cowboy. Great song.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Do something, Theo. Do something. That's my
Absolutely.
closing out the night thought.
Absolutely do something. My closing out the ninth thought. I'm gonna do a little shameless self plug here. If you want to listen to me broadcast another game Saturday, women's hockey, UNH, Merrimack, 3 o'clock, ESPN Plus. Be there.
I was looking at the BC schedule.
Yeah,
Wait, UNH?
I'm gonna be at that game going for fun. You
Is
wanna
it tomorrow?
UNH plays BC on Friday down at Conte Forum.
It's Top Gun night.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know what that means, but
You just wear like aviators in?
I guess.
That's cool. Could get behind
I
that.
really don't know what that means,
I
but
love a good theme night. Speaking of theme night, my other closing out the ninth thought is I was at a work event across from Fenway, a bar near Fenway Park this past week. And I was looking down, I was waiting for my Uber. I'm looking down. If you're on would be Jersey Street. And there you can see some of the offices down low. And on this one, they must have had like seven pairs of the deflated Macho Man dumbbells.
you got to take a
I
minute.
was like, those have to go somewhere better than just sitting right there collecting dust.
You think Yoshida's finally upgraded from the Macho Man dumbbells, and that's why he's not using them?
Maybe,
He just threw them
they might
aside.
be too small for him now.
He's got like the cartoony circus dumbbells.
Yeah, the like ends are so large.
Yeah,
It was a classic,
just curling the
absolute classic.
200s.
Yeah, I think Macho Man's gonna hit 25 home runs this year. I think people are gonna be surprised. But
Hope so.
we're less than 2 months away from opening day. We're getting there. Three episodes away from 150. It's almost baseball season. Almost baseball season. Less than 2 months. We're getting there. If you enjoyed what you listened to, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at GonBridge Podcast and Twitter at GonBridge. Don't forget to subscribe to our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Stitcher.
And we'll be back next week with episode 148.
Wait,
See
hold
ya.
on. Hold on.
Yep. Oh.
We're closing out the 10th at this point. Shamrock Shake is back. That's my drink.
Fun fact, I've never had one.
Go get one, man. Go get
Dude,
one.
I'm doing no. I haven't had a sweet since New Year's.
Well,
I'm
time to
not
break it.
wasting. Nah, maybe I'll freeze one. That's gross.
What do you mean you'll freeze one?
I'll
Just
just brew.
drink it.
I'm not doing it till April.
What do you mean
I'm
April?
running a 10-mile race in April, and I'm not eating a sweet before then.
Walking a 10-mile race?
Running. All right.
Who got you to sign up for a 10-mile race?
My girlfriend, dude.
Is she in a turkey trot family?
No, they don't do one. No.
No?
No, they don't. That yeah. I'm
Not
not
officially?
I did a turkey trot when I was like 12. I'm not an advocate for those.
Yeah, I did one when I was like 16, and I'll literally never do it again.
Yeah. They're like, earn your stuffing. I'm like, no, I'm
Shut
just
up.
gonna let me sit and rot on the couch and eat turkey all day. How
Let me
about
be
that?
fat.
Yeah, how about that? Anyways, no sugar, no shamrock shakes for me until if they're still around in
They
late
won't be.
April.
They won't be.
Well, then, damn. 2025.
You gotta get one.
Nope, I'm not having one. McDonald's can drop a sugar-free option.
They're not going to do it. You guys just bite the bullet.
No, I'm not. See ya!